Hello everyone, welcome to the Partido Partido podcast where we talk everything Atleti. So for this episode, we are going to be talking about Atleti's form since the new year and how things are going for Atleti at the moment. And joining me on to talk about this is going to be Atleti Havo, like you know him on Twitter, Luke. So Luke, how are you?
I'm grand, how are you, Emmanuel?
Well, we are just there given the team is not doing well, but we are good. So Ata will not be part of this episode. He's taking a break, and so hopefully he joins us back soon. So diving right into things, we are going to be talking about Atleti's progress since the new year, because in the game against Rayo, which Atleti won comfortably at home, and also the game in the Copa del Rey too. So Atleti made huge progress in those two games. So Luke, what was your opinion on how Atleti approached those games?
Well, the first game back, the Rayo Vallecano match, was the first comfortable game we had in ages. It was definitely the month of December was completely horrible in terms of our La Liga success. We didn't win any matches, and we had, well, Real Madrid was not a shock to lose, probably not even Sevilla, but the Granada match was probably the one that hurt it most. It was nice to see that it was the first comfortable win that we had, despite it's Rayo, but they're on top form this season, massively overperforming. It just really made the player that we were missing, Jimenez, so much since he came back, seeing our defence being a bit much more solid than it used to be. Correa scoring two great goals, and I think only further establishes himself in the first 11. In my opinion, he is our best attacker. Kondogbia played a brilliant match. I think he was very solid. Quite like how we've seen him earlier this season in Celta. Even like most notably last season against Celta Vigo, nonetheless, he was getting them balls. He was recovering the balls really great. His tackling was on point. And this match you've seen, they last for Kieran Trippier. He's now definitely at Newcastle United. Controversial fee for him. It was definitely reported that it'd be much more higher than it actually was. But in terms of Trippier's last match, I thought he played a 9 out of 10 match. He played like it was his last match, which it was, which was great. Altogether, we had a solid performance against Rayo Vallecano.
Atleti had a horror show in December and it was not really great. You said Atleti missed Jose Maria in defense, and we saw how, we all know how good he is when he can be, when he is available, but for some reason he seems not to always be available. Injuries seem to be letting him down. But so far so good. The game against Rayo, like you said, was one of Atleti's best performances this season. In fact, one of the games in which they have been playing, they have been comfortable in. Because, and one of the reasons for that was because Atleti were on the front foot, as you can see in that game. And same for the game in the Copa del Rey. So, I think most fans were happy given Atleti scored 5 in the Copa del Rey, put 2 past Rayo, could have scored more in those games. And how could all of those things happen? It happened because Atleti pressed high. So, in your opinion, do you think Atleti playing that way against Rayo, were you expecting Atleti to use a similar approach against Villarreal, or maybe to sit deep and counter-attack?
Well, I'm not too sure, because against Rayo, you're taking two different systems, Rayo Vallecano and Villarreal. Obviously, Unai Emery plays contrast different football than Rayo. I feel like Rayo's more attacking, more comfortable attacking. I feel like Villarreal is a bit more reluctant to attack, but will sort of hit you on the counter. I sort of take, if it went well against Rayo, I'd only expect it to go well. Expect the attitude to be just as well playing against Rayo, playing against Villarreal. However, it goes back to that argument whether we should use four at the back of five. It's I thought that we were nearly almost embarrassing the first half of the Villarreal match. Bar from that absolute beauty of a goal Correa scored.
Yeah, exactly. Correa scored a very wonderful goal against Villarreal. Like you said, that first half was really embarrassing. To be honest, on my part, after seeing the game against Rayo Vallecano, the game in the Copa del Rey, let it be on the forefoot. And to be honest, we can't compare Rayo and the two Rayos to Villarreal because, well, Villarreal is of better quality. But I kind of expected Aleti to approach in a similar manner, given how comfortable Aleti were in those games because they were able to stop their opponents from counter-attacking by quickly pressing and regaining the ball once it was lost in the final third. That means they had a better rest defense. And I was expecting similar things because if you can recall the game Aleti played in the Wanda Metropolitano, which Aleti had a completely dominant performance similar to what Villarreal did to us at La Ceramica this past Sunday. It was down to the fact that Aleti were on the front foot. Aleti were not able to give Villarreal the time to build up their play. Like you said, Villarreal are not like Rayo, likes to attack on the front foot. They are a patient build up. And I think Cholo himself said that they are a team that they are patient in their build up. They like to provoke you to press high so that they can attack spaces. I think this was something Cholo he knew before he pressed high against them at the one that he was successful. So I was kind of surprised he didn't go for the same approach, because if you look at later on in the game, it was like, when Felix came on, the game, Aleti sort of pressed high, and I think some fans were asking, like, where was this intensity from the start? Where was this team? I think it all boils down to the fact that Aleti have slowly becoming, I would say, a game state team, because they seem to play given the state they are in. If they score in maybe 0-0, they are maybe comfortable until maybe the end is coming and they are trying to win the game. If they are losing, they start playing. If they are winning, they sit comfortably. So I don't... This latest side is really tough to take because, well, we know the team needs change, the style of play. It needs to evolve because we don't have the Gabi, we don't have Thiago, we don't have those guys who were not only good technically, but were warriors. We have guys like De Paul, like Felix, who even Correa himself, though he's a hard worker, who are very good with the ball at their feet. That means we have so many players who are good with the ball. So the style has to evolve a bit. But seeing the approach against Villarreal, to be honest, I was surprised, but I understood the approach given Tolo said Villarreal a counter-attacking team. To be honest, I'm going to say I was really disappointed in Aleti's performance, and in my opinion, I am a Cholo supporter and I like him, but I think our back four first half was down to his instructions. So in your opinion, what do you think prompted Aleti to be that bad in the first half? Was it the fact that Villarreal were too good, or Aleti are in a mental state in which things are not going their way, or the tactics need to change or whatever?
I think it's attitude of the players. No matter how many games we play against Villarreal, despite their level, if they are the worst team in La Liga at a stage, if we're going to the Madrigal, if we're playing away to Villarreal, it's always going to be a tough game, no matter what. It's always going to be that tough fixture in La Liga. No matter how good we are and how bad Villarreal are, they'll always give us a game. So that's always going, they're always going to give us a good game. I think that we were lacking intensity, lacking a bit of Connor's bit of bite. I think we're a bit too comfortable, too lazy. I think the two, I want to be quite generous in calling them bad defenders, Felipe and Hermoso. I think at the time, at the height of anger, we had much harsher names for them, but Felipe and Hermoso, they were like headless chickens at the back. Now, if your defence can't get their head in shape, You can't really expect the defense, the midfield, to be as efficient as they are. And then that also affects the attack. So, obviously, look, yeah. The Villarreal will give you a hard game, but if you don't have the intensity, then they'll trash you. And in that first half, we've seen that they were all over us. And, well, there was a controversial VAR review. Look, I honestly hadn't seen a great look at it, but as I know, previous fixtures in La Liga, especially this one, this recent match day, there had been many outrageous and controversial calls from the La Liga referees, and so
I think that's
honestly, I can't say whether it was a penalty or not, or a handball, but I was quite skeptical of the decision because from the angle that I was looking at it, it wasn't handball.
But I think I think it doesn't take, and I think even a regular fan who watches maybe two or three La Liga games a week knows that the La Liga referees are really bad. I think maybe they was in Europe. Well, like they disallowed goal in which they say it claimed to be a handball. I think it was really bad. And also you talk about for the penalty which was given, I think Lima was too close, but well, the rules, all this comes down to the rules. We can go over this again and again, but it has been given, and well, we can keep on complaining from now to the end of the season, but to be honest, all of us know the refs are really bad in La Liga. It's not that they favor just a particular team. They just tend to be sick at what they do. That means they are really bad at what they do.
Yeah, but every fan would say that there is a conspiracy against their club in regards of bad calls. But the reality is, it's just La Liga refs are terrible this season. Now, as La Liga fans, Mateo Lajos is one of the notorious characters in La Liga. If you're watching a La Liga match and you see Mateo Lajos is refereeing, you'd watch that match. Doesn't matter about who the team is. But even as a notorious and as iconic of a referee he is, he's had some bad calls as well. So I think the La Liga refereeing in general has been down badly, embarrassingly poor this season.
Yeah. That's very true. Well, back to Aleti, referees and all the decisions why Aleti are performing bad. Like Chulo says, they are there to do their job. Well, you talked about the fact that Aleti has shit heads in defense. Well, I think the profiles we have in defense are not the guys you will call leaders. I think if you look at Man City when Pep came, I think Otamendi was really struggling, but next to Kompany, he looks like one of the world best defenders. That was because he had a leader next to him, and I think that was what we had in Godin, and that is what we are missing in Godin, and we have all been hoping that Jose Maria is going to be the one to lead the defense, take the team. That means he's going to be the commander of that defense, but sadly he's been in and out of the team, and due to that his performances have not been great in some games, but well, he has been our best defender this season. And also talking about leader, we have Savic, who in my opinion was arguably the best defender of last season. And he's also been in and out where there have been injuries and things are not going well for Aleti at the back. Oblak is underperforming, which shows he's human. So, but like you said, if the defense is not good, that means we cannot attack well because, we cannot take the risks to attack knowing that we are going to be conceding lots of chances on the counter, like against Real Sociedad. So I think you talked about the fact that the players are not committed. That means the players, the intensity is not there. Well, I think the team lacks a lot of issues. But in my opinion, it comes down to their identity. Against Rayo in the Copa del Rey, that's the Rayo that plays in the third division, I said we had a clear game plan. We know what to do. For example, we made good use of the right-hand side. That means Llorente plays at the right-back position, but he wasn't a right-back. He was basically playing as an inverted winger, playing in the half spaces, that's the interior channels. And you have Depor covering for him and Carrasco providing a win. That was brilliant to see. And as soon as the ball is lost, you have the players ganging on to win back the ball. I think we scored 2 I think three of the goals we scored that game, we won the ball back in the open opposition half. One of them was in the final third. And even if our press is bypassed, you have Kondombia there as the wall, who did an excellent job. To be honest, I don't really know. Well, I'm not tactical expert. Chun is the tactical expert, but some fans, you have those fans who are maybe saying maybe he's not the man for the job. Well, I believe Cholo has earned the right to turn things around, given he's the one that has made us to have this expectation. So me, I'm patient with him until the end of the season. And now you have that question in your brain. This season, I think many fans had a lot of expectation coming to the season, but now it is looking more like a transitional season for style of play. It was supposed to be a season where Atleti defended his title and, they had shouts like they are the best squad in the league, but they have been injuries. So look, I'm going to ask, Atleti have had injuries this season, yes, but do you feel without the injuries, Atleti would have been in the title race at least, because that was the expectation coming into the season?
Well, I think that the problem, as I mentioned, it's the attitude. I don't think the problem is Cholo's fault, but I think the way he's going around about trying to fix it is not right. I think he's not doing. I don't think he's correcting it. Going back to the Rayo Majadahonda match, if I pronounce that right, we've seen such intensity, such a great performance. That was not really an expected result on paper. If you're looking at it, you're looking at the La Liga champions going against.
Yeah, very true.
Now, of course, last season against Cornea and then season behind against Cultural Leonesse, yeah, we got knocked out by them. But if you take that on paper, a La Liga winning team against a third side division team, you expect them to win comfortably. So yep. I really took that performance with a grain of salt. Lodi was brilliant. I think that was probably one of his finest performances in a Letty shirt. But there was definitely player mistakes from the Rayo Majadahonda players, especially that first goal, Cunha. Now, obviously, that was offside, but we were playing against a team that was just happy to be there. Pretty much. They were happy to be there. But I don't know why that intensity, why that courage, why that that intensity wasn't there at the Villarreal match.
Exactly.
Now, if you had that there, we'd have much more of it. Even if we did drew that game, but if we had that intensity, it would be a whole different story, because a draw against Villarreal away isn't a bad result.
Exactly, especially given the five games.
But we stumbled against Villarreal. Now, after the 60th minute, when Simeone changed the system at Villarreal, he took off the Paul, Lodi and Cunha for Koke, Felix and Vrchelko. And we were arguably dominant that last 30 minutes. So, if that happens once every 10 matches, that's not really a big thing. It's not working now. Let's just change the system. But that's nearly happening every game. And it's definitely happening every game since the start of this season, where the system hasn't been working. Around the 60th minute, he brings on whole completely different players, nearly changed the team completely, and we start performing like this La Liga champions dominant style of football, where why can't we not have that from the start? I don't understand.
Well, it's, to be honest, I think, well, both of us, we are Cholo's faithful and we always be buying, but some of his decisions or maybe some of the things are really tough to say. So, for example, you get players, I don't know. I think maybe Atleti don't have the stats for sure, but I think we are in a real top five league even. We should be one of the top teams, top five, I think, that has considered goals due to defensive mistakes. And we are defending our title. See, that says a lot about our title defense so far, and says a lot about our position this season. To be honest, it's been a horror show. So I'm going to ask you, Coming into the season, like I said, we had a lot of expectations, but now it is looking like this is going to be a transition season in terms of playing. So that means maybe we are going to try something new. But now it is in doing so, it seems top four is at stake. And to be honest, the approach against Villarreal, to be honest, tells me that Cholo is maybe looking to finish in the top four, which is great, but also that means at the moment results are better, which is not bad. But the issue is about looking at long term, because to be honest, we cannot survive in the long term playing like this. It's going to cost us more. So should we maybe, well, I'm sure most fans have already forgotten about the title, obviously. But I think maybe we see more of that ability against Rayo in the Copa del Rey, or maybe more of that ability against Rayo Vallecano in La Liga. More of that intensity. That means we take the bold approach, like you said, we are champions, dominant style of play. That means he says, yes, we have forgotten about the title, we are going for the top four, but we are going to change the style. We have players who are comfortable. To be honest, Aliti's squad is unbalanced and they are through their defensive mistakes. But I think we have not been very good for not just this season, but I think it started around after the Europa League win in the 2017 years. I think our defense started declining. We were no more very good at defending compactly. So I think it is time maybe to meet up with the elite teams, not maybe play like Pep's Man City or Bayern. No, but defend a little bit higher. I know the profiles are not aligned out at the moment with Hermoso and Felipe, given how Gerard Moreno, given how Alberto Moreno scored Villarreal's second goal at La Ceramica, and was like both of them were just okay buying him. So, but I think we have to step up the defense, and like you said, the defense makes the team attack better. So I think Aliti, you look at the metrics, Aliti are doing very well in offense, but it's just that we are not doing it consistently, and that's down to our defense. It's like you always have that space between the attack and the defense. Like I think in the game against Villarreal, Carrasco and Lemar were supposed to be our allies. He talked, Lemar struggled. Both of them were kind of missing. We could not find the player who are going to take us bypass that Villarreal pressure and maybe create counter-attack opportunities like we saw for the one Correa gave for Cunha and really make a good save. So there are lots of ups and downs. So do you think Cholo should maybe say, yes, the season is over for the title and maybe we start putting in a new style of play, or maybe no, we still have a little bit hope and we maybe go for the Copa del Rey or whatever, maybe in the Champions League?
Well, he'll be comfortable with a top four finish regardless. So that's going to be his objective. I think in regards to the title race, I'm not thinking ahead. Obviously, just game by game, see what happens. Obviously, Real aren't going to be winning every match. They're going to slip. But I don't think that's within the foreseeable future that we will catch up. I think definitely he's going to be comfortable with the top four. I really want them to do more in the Copa del Rey, because past few seasons it's like, he doesn't care about the Copa del Rey. That's the impression I got. Even we have the Super Copa coming this week. I think, that's still a title. That's still a decent title. I mean, our opponents are Athletic Club. The other two are Real Madrid and Barcelona. So if we win that'd be a positive, definitely. But obviously we have the Champions League that we tend to forget that we do. Am I confident that we're gonna win it? Well, no. But I think that our opponents are Manchester United. I think it's definitely a optimistic match that we can get through to the quarterfinals, maybe even to the semis. So if that could happen, I'd be happy with that. But I think that in regards to especially the defence, it's more of a mentality issue. I don't think Felipe and Hermoso have that aggressiveness, that mentality to perform well in Simeone's side. That's why we see Jimenez and Savage just perform 10 times better than them two at defence. So hopefully maybe we need some reinforcements. I definitely need reinforcements for Jimenez and Savage, as they're quite injury prone. So if we can bring in at least one decent enough centre back. And I was just there before we started this podcast. I was just having a quick look at Nuno Perez that we've loaned out to Udinese, and he might be being overlooked by the team. He's certainly not starting a lot of games for Udinese that we would have expected. He's played 6 games. He's only started 5 out of 19 games for Udinese, and he's averaging only 79 minutes per game. So I don't know what's happening there, but it seems like a bit of a waste of a loan to me. And I don't see any harm bringing him in. He can't be worse than Hermoso or Felipe, so who knows?
Yeah,
I think you have just touched on what we're supposed to talk on next. That's about, we have talked about the defense being a main issue. That means how are we going to fix that? And you talk about the fact that Nuno Perez is at Udinese and he's not having a lot of games, but when he has done, he has been brilliant. So maybe rather than Aletuko splashing out the cash, we could maybe call him in and he helps us. Like you said, he could not do worse than what Felipe and Hermoso are doing. But going back to, let me not say going back, but coming to where we have to buy a center back, to be honest, I was really disappointed with Cholo's choices in the Copa del Rey. Well, I know we needed to really put out a statement and a very brilliant win, but I think maybe he's overlooking certain players in the academy. Maybe it's due to the pressure, but like you said, some of the attitude of the players are really not the best. So this is, I think, is the best scenario to maybe take the players from the academy and you're shaking things up. Make them feel uncomfortable. It make them know that despite the fact that you are a starter, it does not mean that you start all the games. Shake things up. Maybe you see him also sitting on the bench and a guy like Kamara from the academy playing in the league game. Well, he is the one to decide, given that those players have no La Liga experience. But, well, we never know. We have Lucas Hernandez who came over. I think it's been long since a player from the academy really made to the first team. But this is the perfect situation. I bench one of those guys, take somebody from the academy, put him up, and he shows a better attitude. And what happens? If he does well, then we give him a go. I know it's a very huge gamble to take, given the top 4 is at stake, and well, they are only, as things are going, it looks like there will only be 2 positions to take. But I think we have enough to do that. I remember starting Montero in previous games, but not just him, but many other guys from the academy. I think, well, we have gone for a long period of time, and guys from the academy are not really making it. And from my what I've been seeing in the youth league, I know it is not playing against guys in La Liga, but they are doing very well, and the Copa del Rey is supposed to be a competition for them to have their chances. So maybe if Aleti, like you talk, if Aleti don't have the cash to spend, like I think they don't have at the moment, and they are trying to go for cheap options for Trippier's replacement. Like you said, we wish him the best, and Newcastle, he did well in his last game. There are people we can take from the academy. I think into the Calderon tweeted about the fact that Camus and Bashalico are one of the options. Bashalico, the last game he played well, he was really solid. That was against Porto, and like you said, when he came, made the changes and he came on against Villarreal, he had a decent performance. So I think it's time to shake things up. We don't want players to be comfortable where they are. Changes need to be made. What do you think? Do you think Cholo uses that approach or no? I need to go to the market and maybe bring in someone, because we are only dealing with strikers every day, and we know we are the team with the highest secondary strikers maybe in La Liga or even the world. We need to arrange the team, balance the squad, because bringing more strikers on balancing the squad, yeah, it is good maybe to acquire a Suarez replacement. But acquiring the Suarez replacement when we haven't adjusted the defense, in my opinion, doesn't make a lot of sense.
I think we just need to focus on our defense, because if we can fix our defense, our midfield can play well, and subsequently our attack can improve. So I think, you know, bring another defender in, especially talking about Nuno Perez, probably bring him back, or even sign an academy player. I know that Manu Sanchez, he's on loan to Osasuna. He's been playing well this season. He hasn't been playing well the last few games, but overall he's playing decent for Osasuna. So maybe, I wouldn't expect he'd come obviously this winter, but probably next winter maybe he'd get a chance. But yeah, I think we should look at getting at least centre-back to probably shake things up. Obviously, because we can't really rely on Jimenez or Savic, because they're quite injury prone players to maybe be on our best defenders. So if we got another defender there to sort of say, hold on, Hermoso, Felipe, you aren't going to be starters. You need to earn that performance. That'll probably increase their mentality, give them a bit of a boost, and probably improve their performance overall.
Yeah, well, let's see how things go, because at the moment it looks like Aleti are in the market for a right back, and it looks like Valencia's Daniel Vaz is going to be the player Aleti are close to at the moment. There have been other rumors like Ezequiel Chelik, so many names are coming up, but we'll wait and see how things unfolds. But it's really true, Aleti needs a centre back desperately, given the poor performances from the ones that are playing at the moment, and it is really shocking, especially for someone like Felipe, who had an outstanding, brilliant first season, but the last two seasons he has just been a shadow of his former self. So look, we have talked so much about the fact that Aleti are underperforming, which is true, and we have talked about the mistakes. But I think maybe we should not forget about the fact that despite this, there have been some guys who have been playing really well.
Well, our performances, of course, like, we can always be negative and say, oh, he's playing bad and all that. But of course, Correa, Kondogbia, Suarez is playing quite underperforming. Yao Felix is not really performing as well as he should be. He's not even getting started. I don't think he's better than Correa, personally. Paul, he's been good, I think, in my opinion. I don't think there's any problems. There's just a certain few individuals that are really sort of hurting our system in a bit. And Koke, he's I don't know what's happening to him this season.
Well, hopefully we don't, like you said, Uriah well is the player I think maybe most underrated Aleti player. You have Kondogbia, there's Lodi. So talking about we have talked about the fact that there are some players who have been doing well. I think you talked Lemar Lee had a poor game against Villarreal, and it looks like the 4-4-2 system is not for him. But that was a system Aleti found success in the first two games, and Cholo talked about the progress being made. So who systematically do you think Aleti should keep on switching between the 3-5-2 and the 4-4-2, or maybe Cholo sticks to one and then we move forward from there?
I don't know, to be honest, because I've seen us playing poor in both 4-4-2 and the 5 at the back. I don't know what's happening. I think it's just, as I said, the players. I say, yeah, we should stick to one at least. See how that's going on. See what the problem is. What players are sort of hindering that. And then we swap around. I think there definitely should be either stick to one formation or the other. That's my opinion.
Okay, well, as for me, I think I agree with you. Maybe we stick with one, and I'm going towards the 4-4-2 at the moment, because that is what I liked seeing the game against Rayo and against the other Rayo in the Copa del Rey. But I think the player who makes that formation clean together is Kondogbia, due to his athleticism. His tackles, timing of his tackles are always great, and his ball winning. I think he's the one that makes that work. But without him, I think the 4-4-2 is going to be lacking. Given with De Paul and Pukki in midfield, well, we have a lot of offensive power, but we lack that muscle, that defensive midfielder. Kondogbia has struggled this season, yes, but his recent performances have been great. So hopefully Cholo does the best he can for the team, because things are really bad, and maybe for the first time since he arrived, Aleti may finish not in the top three. Hopefully that doesn't happen, because it looks like just two spots are available, and there are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams fighting for that spot. So it's going to be a very tough race from now to the end of the season. Hopefully the fans can stay united and trust the team. There are issues, yes, but I'm never a fan of sacking the coach mid-season. And I'm never a fan of being toxic. Yes, we are not happy, but there are other ways of saying that we don't want the players to feel bad. We have to keep on encouraging them, knowing that no, we give our all as fans is them to do their own part, and also Cholo to do his own part. Because even in Cholo's documentary, he said, yes, the fans have the right to dream more. The fans have the right to expect more. And he knows that the fans are expecting more. And hopefully he can change things for us. So Luke, thank you for being on the podcast. It's always fun chatting with you all on Twitter, and now it's also great having you to chat one-on-one on the issues that they are facing this.
Oh, it's been brilliant. Thank you for having me, Emmanuel. It's been a pleasure.
So guys, please don't forget, Nunca deja de creer, never stop believing, and please be behind the team.